Maryland is leading the nation in implementing President Obama's health care reform law and expanding coverage to nearly 400,000 Marylanders, half of whom are children. We're number one in the country, blah, blah, blah. Just to expand on the numbers. So in that brochure, it talks about there's over 400,000 Marylanders without health care. He then set a goal of enrolling 180,000 Marylanders. What has actually happened is a little over 49,000 Marylanders have been enrolled in private health care, but fewer than, as far as we can know, and as far as they've told us, fewer than 2,000 of those people were actually enrolled on the website. The website that cost $251 million of taxpayer money. The rest are people that had to stand in line for hours, miss work, have their cars towed while they stood there, and some of whom were actually able to enroll after 6 or 7 hours of standing in line by hand, which were then, those applications were then hand-fed to CareFirst. So we've talked about what we wouldn't do as governor and lieutenant governor. Today, we want to talk about three things that we will do once we're elected. First, we will launch an enrollment campaign aimed at helping Latino Marylanders get health insurance. Latinos make up just under 10% of Maryland's population, but nearly 25% of the uninsured Marylanders. And that's wrong. And Lieutenant Governor Brown has totally failed to help the Latino community get the health care and the health insurance that they deserve. He promised to launch a Spanish language exchange website. We're still waiting. Second, we would launch an Every Child Enrolled campaign. 10% of Maryland's children are uninsured. Even one child lacking insurance is too many, let alone 10% of our children. Nobody would want their child to not have health insurance, and it's unfair that some people do. Jolene and I will fight to make sure that Maryland families know about options to get their children enrolled. Third, Jolene and I would take advantage of funding opportunities under the Affordable Care Act to help Marylanders with chronic diseases get the coverage that they deserve. Chronic diseases like diabetes, heart disease, are the single largest driver of healthcare spending, including 83% of Medicaid funding. That's more than $6.3 billion in Maryland alone. But barely half the people with chronic illnesses get the health care they need, and there are easy things that we can do to help coordinate their care, make sure they've got the support of medical professionals and teams of preventive health care that can help manage their diseases and save Marylanders an enormous amount of money. This is a dramatic example of failed leadership that has cost people, taxpayers, an enormous amount of money, $251 million, and real people access to health care. So with that, we're happy to take any questions that you might have. Any thoughts, comments, questions? Yes. That we didn't do anything about enrollment or something?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't, I have no role as Attorney General in terms of enrolling people in the Health Care Exchange Act. My role was to make sure President Obama got elected, to make sure the Affordable Care Act constitutionality was upheld. We're the lawyers for the state organizations, but our job was never to enroll people, nor did I ever say that I'm in charge of the Affordable Care Act rollout, nor did I put on my website that I was, nor did I raise over $500,000 from healthcare companies while I was running for governor, nor did I spend every day, all day, raising money from healthcare companies instead of enrolling people in the Affordable Care Act and actually engaged in the leadership that I was supposed to do. My job, for example, was leadership in the foreclosure crisis, where I led the country. I was the president of the Attorney General of the United States, where we reached an agreement with the five major banks, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan, others, where I actually rolled up my sleeves, went to the meetings. I met with the head of the Bank of America. I met with Sean Donovan, the head of HUD, Tom Perrelli at Justice, to make sure that that agreement was hammered out. And today we've gotten $1.5 billion to tens of thousands of real families here in Maryland to keep them in their homes and away from being foreclosed upon. That's the difference in the leadership that we have. Well, a couple things. We, unlike the lieutenant governor, which the Washington Post exposed, knew a year ahead of time that this wasn't going to work. We're not. This wasn't our job. We're not in charge of the Affordable Care Act website. He was. And so when, like everybody, when we learned that it wasn't working, we did call for an investigation into it. We did ask people to look into it. This was $251 million of taxpayer money that's gone awry. Fortunately, the federal government's going to look into it. There's been a cover-up by all the entrenched politicians that have endorsed the lieutenant governor because they don't want to embarrass him. Look, this is the one thing he was supposed to be the leader on. This is the one thing he said he was leading on, and it's been a debacle. So we did call for that. And then finally, when it became clear that they weren't going to fix it, that they weren't going to investigate what happened and where that money went and how we're going to improve it, we called for you go into the federal exchange, the federal website, which the federal government offered a long time ago and said, feel free to use our website. It still funnels you into the Maryland exchange. It's just a way of being able to enroll through the federal website, and we did call for that. Not in our role as Attorney General. We're the lawyers for the agencies. What we can do and what we intend to do is to go after some of the contractors, some of the people for a breach of contract and try and recoup some of this money in the future, which is what we do at the Office of the Attorney General. When there's a breach of contract or a failure in a contract, we're able to get some of that money back. How much we'll be able to get, we'll see. Our view is that we want to do whatever works. We want to make sure that the people that are denied access to health care, that have been denied access to health care all along and have been able to get in every other state. I believe we're up to 45th because of the hand enrolling of people, but we're 47th. So we're in the bottom five in the country in terms of being able to enroll people. Our goal is to make sure that people are actually enrolled. We now, after today, will have an opportunity between tomorrow and November 15th to assure that when November 15th comes, that we can actually enroll folks and get them access to health care. How that is done, whether it's by getting competent people to lead here in Maryland to make sure that people can enroll, or whether it's to go to the federal site or Connecticut or another state, we'll let the experts decide that. Our view is that we should have had leadership so that other states were looking to Maryland to buy our system as opposed to us going to another one. So I think that's those are some Orioles fans. So I think that's where we are today on this, and we, whether they go to Connecticut or the federal exchange. President Obama, Chris Van Hollen, Congressman Delaney, and others have suggested the federal website. We know the federal website works. It, too, had some issues at the very beginning. They exercised true leadership, got it fixed, so now people can smoothly enroll over the federal website into their state's exchange. That should happen in Maryland. Yeah. In terms of in the future, we have to spend the money that will allow us to get people enrolled. The federal government has offered to do it for free. So that's one of the reasons why I suggested the federal government, because one, it works. Two, they were going to do it for free. And then people would be enrolled in the Maryland Exchange. The problem we've had is not the Affordable Care Act at all, or people, finding problems once they're actually enrolled in getting access to health care. It's that we haven't been able to get people enrolled in the first place. We've had fewer than 2,000 people, as far as we know, actually been able to enroll in the Maryland Exchange through the website. So getting the website fixed would be the integral importance here. And I think the federal government makes the most sense to do that because it's 50 states and it's free. So that would be sort of where we want to go with it. I do think there should be an investigation into what happened to this $251 million of taxpayer money, and that, from our side, from the Attorney General's office, one of the things we can do is to try and figure out what, if any, contracts were breached and either malfeasance or nonfeasance exists so that we can recoup some of that money for the people of Maryland. Well, I think either one. You know, I think from my understanding, we know the federal system works. We know the federal system is, you know, where this all came from, that it's the feds aren't going to charge us, and that it works. So it's our view that has always been that we should use the federal system. If the powers that be decide that they want to go with Connecticut between now and when we take office in January, so be it. We hope it doesn't cost taxpayers more dollars than it would for the federal system, which we know works.